When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Well, welcome back to Delta Green SCP Files. I am your host, Aaron. And to my left, we have...
My name's Mark. I'll be playing the U.S. Marshal-ish known as Arlo Crow.
Nobody remembers who they are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Arlo Crow used to be U.S. Marshal, but this is alternate dimension Arlo Crow, so he's not so much...
Arlo Crow, Nazi hunter.
Nazi hunter, there you go.
Daniel, I play the wannabe NSA agent that works for
Miltech,
the SCP now.
Miltech, wrong podcast.
Named Bill Alvarez.
All right. I'm Michelle. I play the scientific neurologist, Aaliyah O'Rourke.
I'm Ariel. I play the scientist, Eleanor Maldana.
And with that, I think it's time we do a recap. So last episode, you guys drove to a nice looking hotel on the side of the road. But mysteriously, you were previously on the highway. Odd. And then once you checked in, you went to your rooms. Everything was fine. And then you were all woken up in the middle of the night by mysterious circumstances. Upon further inspection, our lovely little scientists discovered that they were entrapped in a dimensional game with some mysterious entity. You made a pact with this entity to play its game, and that is where we will pick back up. This creature, man thing, stares at you.
Bear pig.
And says...
Man, bear pig.
No. And says...
Oink.
He looks to you and says, "Let's begin the game, shall we?"
One question. Is this like a reference to Saw?
I don't quite get what you're getting at.
I'll evaluate that.
Do we get to pick the games? Because I'm good at tic-tac-toe.
Did you make a deal with me?
I don't remember.
Then you will also be a participant in any... Snaps his fingers, and you appear in a different hotel room.
Oh, no. Shit.
That wasn't part of the plan.
That's not part of the deal.
I'm sorry. Do you think this is a game where you are given an opportunity to win?
Yes.
In any game whatsoever, there is always a chance to succeed.
And you are given a chance, just as she is. So, are we ready to begin the game?
I don't know. Can I hear you?
Nope.
Okay, then.
I don't have a choice, so yes.
Great. Let's get started. Well, we have option A, B, and he looks to this camera. These screens have appeared on your hotel room wall, and it shows each one of them in different dimensions. And he looks to the third one, and you see Agent Schmitz sitting in a chair asleep. And he goes, option A, B... C is apparently out of the running as they are still asleep. That's very... Anyway, and he shuts the screen off.
Oh, so then they would all stop if they all fell asleep, and I would win.
If you want to play this game, and you want to do that, then I will eliminate you all. I'm doing you a favor with this one.
Oh, that's a poor sport.
A poor sport would be to cheat.
And I'm sure you will.
Mm. So, which one would you like to give the opportunity to fail to first?
Pick me. I'm just kidding. Don't pick.
You know what? I have all of my faith in Old Man Crow.
Great. Well, then what do you care to wager?
I'm looking at myself and thinking. Anything at all.
Absolutely anything.
I bet you my pencil.
A pencil?
And I pull out my pencil.
Wow. And he takes it and puts it on a desk. What an incredible beginning to the wagers. Well, since you're starting small, so will I. So you're wagering Crow, correct?
Yes.
So your options for his tasks at hand are to either A, find a way to open the door that just shut on him, and the door to your guys' room just slams shut. Oh, by the way, there's no handle or lock. Option B, as it were, is to find an escape other than the door, and the window to your room disappears. It says, or C, escape the room in time before the gas fills it. And you guys see this mysterious gas filling your room. Do choose quickly.
Escape the gas.
Escape the gas it is. Oh, by the way, I'm not bringing the door or the window back. Have fun.
What are you wagering? If I should... It's not going to happen, but if I lose or they lose, what do I lose?
You mean, what do you win? What you'll win is one tick of opportunity. Once you have three per team, they may be released.
Okay, but what if I lose?
If you lose, I take you whatever you've wagered. If you win, I will double it. And you'll get a tick of freedom. Three ticks per player.
Understood.
So, I guess you want 10 more pencils, but either way, let the game begin.
Too many pencils.
So, in that case, all right. As that being said, you guys have realized there is no door or window to your room, and the room is filling up fast with some gas.
What the fuck is going on? Where the door was, I'm immediately going to. What's in the room first?
So, in the room, you have two beds. Chairs that are stacked. You have a kind of dresser area, a TV, and a microwave and coffee maker.
Build a bomb.
There's also a bathroom, you know, the typical small.
I doubt a bomb's going to help me in this situation.
Build a bomb. I don't know what.
I feel like I have you can a MacGyver. Minute at most.
Whatever that shit.
I'm going to grab the dresser and use it as a battering ram to bash my way through the fucking wall.
Through the fucking wall.
Yes. Where the door was.
Well, that's still a door. It just doesn't have a handle or.
Yeah, so I'm going to use it as a battering ram to just start ramming the door.
Okay, go ahead and roll me a.
Strength. Can I assist him?
You may assist him. That means you'll get a plus 20.
So I make it.
Okay. So the first strike you hear cracking. Roll me again. Another one.
Bam.
Second strike, you hear more cracking. You can start to see daylight.
Keep going until I see, until I get a way out. 56. Damn.
A third one so close cracks, to a crit. Smashes, and the door is open.
Alrighty.
So I leave it to you.
And I'm going to, like, basically after it opens, I'm going to continue, like, charging through on, like, out.
So now you two are outside with door pieces everywhere, a dresser in the hallway, and you two are standing there. Congratulations. What a great win. And he snaps his fingers and you now have 11 pencils.
Can never use too many pencils as a scientist. And
it looks like Crow gets his first tick of freedom. What's our next task here? Who are we selecting next for the game?
So is it three per person or three in total?
Do you not listen to instructions? You know, by the Eldritch.
Oh.
Listen to my words.
So that's each person. What you are.
Will you silence your tongue? Each person receives one tick. Three ticks allows them their freedom. I have already let your sleepy friend go because he is no fun to play with. So Crow has received his first tick and you've received your 10 pencils.
So Lovecraft was correct.
The choice. I'm getting very impatient. Don't choose, I will.
Bill, I have faith in Bill.
Ah, Bill. Right. Well, let's just fix this scene. So he snaps his fingers. Bill, you appear back into the room. No gas, doors handle, everything's back to normal. Crow, you're standing in the hall and Bill just disappears. Seemingly out of nowhere.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Right, so let's make it a little bit more interesting. What do you care to wager? And don't say pencil again.
Put your shirt on the table.
No, I was actually going to bite off a fingernail like...
Oh, that's close. Boop.
So you're wagering a fingernail this time.
You said anything I wanted, and I listened to that part.
True. You have quite the risk taker. I see. All right. You made the bet. Just remember. Right. Since you're spicing things up with body parts, I think I'll spice things up with body parts, too. Chainsaw-wielding crazy man, two little girls carrying axes, or my personal favorite, a businessman with, I love this, a gun. Your choice.
Sidebar, I should send the children after you.
I'm not Fred Lyons.
I know, but your characters, all your characters just inherently hate children.
No. Bill likes candy.
No.
The two little girls with axes.
The axes. Ooh, you really don't like your friend, do you? All right. He snaps his fingers, and you hear giggling coming out in the hallway.
What the hell is that?
And then you hear what sounds like some sort of nursery rhyme. You can't really hear. It's a melody. It sounds like some sort of melody.
Two, we're coming for you.
And you hear the first door get smashed down by axes.
Three, four, should have locked this door.
And another door gets smashed by axes.
I'll attempt to lock the door. And then is there what's in the room? Is it the same as before?
Yeah, same exact setup.
Is the dresser back in there?
Yep.
I'll put the dresser in front of the door.
Okay.
And then, is there like a nightstand by the bed?
There is.
Oh, I'm yanking that drawer out of there.
Okay.
I can't do much else. There's a window, right?
There is.
I'm going to try and, can I open the window?
It is not an openable window, no.
There's chairs, though. I'm going to try and smash this window.
Roll me a strength. My, your friend is...
Nope. Bulletproof glass.
Nope. Very weak.
He's very resourceful. Don't count him out yet.
Man, we'll see. So, finally, you hear footsteps outside your door, and you hear smashing of wood, and an axe head goes through, and you
seven,
it gets pulled back.
Eight. You're too late.
No, not there's a dresser in front of it.
So they continue to smash in, and you can see these two little girls coated in blood.
I'm going to keep trying for the window.
9, 10. You won't live
38
again.
Out of 55.
All right, so you smash the glass through this window.
What story am I on?
You're on the 16th story.
Excellent. This is going to be fun.
Use the glass.
Use the glass to cushion my fall.
But they have big
axes. So they have smashed through. You can clearly see them now. They are very, very, very disturbing looking. They are coated in blood, head to toe. I mean, it looks like they have literally bathed in this blood. And I need you to go ahead and roll me a sanity.
Oh, yeah, I made that.
Okay. So you're going to lose 1 point.
Damn you.
But you've smashed this window. So he holds up Bill's gun in front of you.
You really are.
Care to wager again? I'll give him 2 ticks if he succeeds.
You I'll give him the gun. Cheater.
No, not at all. There are rules, I make them. I'll give him this gun and 2 bullets.
One of our D-class personnel.
Ooh, I like. You jumped right into the spicy deal. Snaps his fingers. You now have a gun in your hand.
I'm going to get near the door. So okay. I'm near point blank. Wouldn't pistol be better point blank, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to attempt to, like, because they're right there. They have a little doorway.
Yep.
So I'm going to just try and fire point blank.
They got a little hole that you can see them in.
They're here.
Yep. I'm going to try.
All right. So you're going to shoot point blank. Get a plus 20.
So you're looking for a 20.
Nope. 95.
Jeez. Oh, fuck.
Out of 41.
So that's 1 bullet.
Yep. You want me to take the other shot?
If you want.
37 out of 41.
So you got it. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
7 damage.
7 damage. You shot your second shot, and it clips the head. You do quite a bit of damage, but they're still hacking at the wall. Or at the door, and they're making that hole quite a bit bigger.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the glass, some glass, and try and throw it at them.
Like, no, go like. Whoosh.
All right, go ahead and roll with a let's say a minus 10 penalty.
95, the same thing I had before.
I was hoping you'd cut your hand open. So yeah, you fling it, and it just kind of smacks him in the face.
Well, I got more glass.
All right, well, they're gonna continue to hack through this door. It's getting quite big. It's now big enough for one of them to crawl through.
That's fine. When as one's crawling through, if they do, I'm going to try and grab the axe from them.
I'm in the room being like, go, Bill. Go, Bill.
So you want me to throw glass again?
Sure. If that's what you want to do.
Well, if one's...
Yeah, they're not crawling through yet.
Yeah. Oh, it could either be 100 or it could be under 10. 6% out of 32.
Whoa! All right, go ahead and roll me some damage. What
the hell is damage for glass?
I'd probably consider it a dagger if I'm honest.
1d4.
Take that. 2 points of damage.
So yeah, so this glass shard gets wedged right into the one you shot's eye, and she screams in pain. And the other... She drops the axe, and the other one starts to crawl through.
Can I access the axe?
You can attempt to grapple, yes. If you want to give me an athletics...
I'm going to grapple the axe.
Yeah, give me an athletics to see if you can grab it first.
24 out of 32.
Yes, you do manage to grapple.
No, I was grabbing the axe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do manage to grapple the axe. Now I need you to roll me a strength.
16 out of 55.
You actually beat her. She had a 20. Give me that. So you grab the axe and pull it out, and she kind of looks, stares at you up stunned, gives you enough time to roll one attack if you want with the axe.
14 out of 30.
Go ahead and give me some damage.
So 4.
Okay, so you cut it into her skull and pull it back. She's still kicking, but barely.
Go, Bill, go.
That's fine. It's just going to be a swath of axe swings at these girls if they're trying to come
well,
in.
Well, it's her turn now, and she is going to jump on top of you and attempt to grapple you.
How dare she? Can I try dodging?
You can.
Yeah, it's like an opposed.
That's a dodge.
62 out of 30.
Yeah. Damn. So, yeah. She jumps on top of you, and she begins to claw at your face. And we'll see.
I needed that. I need that face.
Yeah. So, you're going to take 4 points of damage as she claws up your face. Your friend's not doing too hot.
He's not done yet. He's going to win this. Go, Bill!
Where's the other girl at?
She's holding her face as she's got a shard of glass sticking out of her eye. She's trying to pull it out in the hallway.
And I'm right near the doorway, right?
You are.
Can I attempt to... I want to try and grab the girl that's clawing me
mm-hmm.
as I head towards the window, and I want to try and throw her out the window.
Roll me a strength!
Do it! Do it!
7% out of 55.
7%. You just yeeted her out the window. So as she gets thrown out the window, she turns into this bat-like creature and just plummets.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she comes right by there. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. No. She just plummets. As soon as she... It's almost like as soon as she exits the window, she attempts to fly and then just drops like something heavy hit her.
Now I am going to head straight towards this doorway with this axe. Like a man on a mission. Is she still trying to get the glass out?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moving the dresser. And I'm just going to swing. Just...
Let me ask you something.
So as soon as you move the dresser, she... This glass comes out of her eye. She'll take an additional...
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
She just kills herself.
Blood spurts out and she falls. Yeah.
I'm going to hit her once for good measure. I don't know.
Then yeet her out the window again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll yeet her
so
out
the window. So as soon as you hit her with the axe, she turns into one of these little bat-like serpent creatures as well and shrivels up and dies.
I told you. Yes.
Congratulations. I told you. You have now acquired 10 new D-class personnel.
Sweet. And you said two
all
ticks.
Named Bob. I don't know whatever the hell his name is. Craig. I don't know. I don't care. At any rate, he gets two ticks. Next, let's go. Becoming bored. Amuse me. How about you choose the next tasks? If I like them, I will let one of them go right now. If I don't, I will select something 10 times harder.
All right, let's shoot for the other scientist. I don't know her very well, but I assume she will do just fine.
Ooh, a scientist. I like. Let's do some science-y gimmicks, yes? Choose 3 tasks for me. If I like them, I'll see where it goes.
The first task. She has to escape a lab rat that has been dosed with rabies.
Okay, boring so far, but continue.
Wow, what a jerk. Task 2. She must concoct the right chemical formula to stop the blob. Yes, the blob.
The blob from the movie.
Yes, his name's Bob.
Bob the Blob.
I hope for your sake that the next one is amusing.
It's not amusing?
No. It's a terrible movie plot. Continue. I want a good one. Give me something that's really... Oh, graphic.
Graphic? My, you need a better hobby.
I tried watching TV once. Not my cup of tea.
Well, there's so much television out there. I'm sure something would be...
Pick a topic. You're stalling.
Okay, fine. She must go up against a tyrant.
A what?
an 8-foot tall tyrant.
So
I'm gonna die.
I get to pick, since you obviously gave the worst possible scenarios. I like this tyranty thing. We're going to go with that, and the wager is I liked what we were tasting before. You have 10 additional D-class personnel. I want 8 of them.
Fine.
Beautiful. He snaps his fingers. And we go to you.
No.
No. You hear a thumping coming from down the hall.
Am I in the same room as them?
No, you're in your own room.
Okay, what's in my room?
Same thing as theirs. You have a...
So there's a microwave and a toaster.
There is.
Is there a mini fridge?
Oh, no, I never said there was a toaster. There's a microwave and a coffee machine.
Oh, a coffee machine. Is there a sink or a bathroom or anything off of it?
Yeah. You have a bathroom? There,
okay.
You can put them in a bathtub?
No. I need... Is there a... can I need to use the coffee pot and I want to fill it with water and I want to pour it all over in front of the door.
Okay.
And then I want to unplug, or no, I want to just throw the fucking coffee pot or microwave. Somehow I want it to get it. I want to throw one of them down to do like get the water electrified, and then I'm going to stand on the bed.
So you're throwing a coffee pot full of water on the ground.
I'm going to several of them around.
And you just want to put a toaster on the ground next to
it. I'm going to, after I get all the water down on the floor, I'm going to pull the wires out of the back of the microwave and lay them in the water and then climb up on the bed.
Okay. You sure that's all you're going
to
do?
Nearest to the window.
You're going to pull the wires out of the back of the microwave.
Oh, I assumed that it was already plugged in.
Why would you assume that? Because you're moving it.
You're right. It's Aaron.
It's not got it's 90 Aaron. Feet of cord. Let's be honest here.
Well, I got the water trailed over so that I could lay it in there and electrify it. Okay, so I want to make sure it's plugged in because we all know that Aaron would be like, oh, guess what? It's not plugged in.
You mean Aaron would do his job as a DM?
There's a certain amount of assumption that has to go on, Aaron.
True, except for you are assuming things about an Eldritch dimension.
And that's what he thinks about
it's,
that.
I mean, it's like I said, you can assume she's plugged it in, but we're assuming there's electricity. So
shut the fuck up, God, Mark. Okay.
He's already thought of all this shit.
Okay,
sure.
But I would hear noises like this or nothing. Okay, does the window?
You would not hear.
Okay, does the window open? I'm gonna go ahead and break the window too, just to be safe. Because if he doesn't, I might as well just jump. Because who wants to be killed by a fucking tyrant?
Okay, so
I'm gonna break the window if I roll right, good, and then I'm gonna hide under the bed.
Okay.
Jesus, you're gonna.
So you're gonna hide under the bed where the water's at. Okay.
No, there's no water under the bed.
There's water by the door.
There's water in front of the door leading over.
Okay, let's stop because you are all over the place in this description. You're putting water by the door.
All over in front.
You're dumping 3 coffee pots worth of water.
Pretty much. Enough for when he steps
the
in.
The microwave is over here.
Okay, where's the beds?
This is why I kept saying you need to plug it in, because the microwave's over here, the door's over here. That motherfucker is not 90 feet long.
Is there a plug-in by the door?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so first, explain it again.
I'm going to pour water in front of the door.
Okay.
I'm going to pull the wires out of the microwave and then plug it into a plug near the door and lay it into the water.
Okay, the plug that is near the door...
Mm-hmm.
I need you to roll me an alertness.
34 over 20.
Okay. So, yeah. Looks good to you. You plug it in, throw it in the water, and you jump on the bed. Or you jump under the bed.
I'm going to break the window and then jump under the bed.
Okay, so you break the window, you jump under the bed.
Okay.
The tyrant walks in. It is a man in a full suit of armor. And he steps right through the water like there's no issues. Flips the bed and stabs you with a saber into your chest.
How did he know I was under the bed?
Rolled a hit.
Yeah, rolled a hit.
Yeah, okay. And then you wake back up. And you hear the thumping coming down the hall.
What the fuck? So did I even set anything up?
There's no water on the ground.
God,
the microwave is back where it was.
I'm gonna do the shit
I like her ingenuity. However,
what was that?
Let's call it a reset. I'd give her a fighting chance because she's blind as a fucking bat. Let's see if she catches what's wrong this time. So you're back and everything's reset. Consider this your freebie. Oh, you hear over an intercom.
You're cheating.
Do try again. This time, pay attention. Water's back down on the ground.
Okay.
You're going to check. You're going to plug this thing back into the socket, right?
Yeah.
Roll me an alertness. This time, get a plus 10 because now you're paying attention to things.
36. 20.
Actually, it's 36 out of 30 because you get that plus 10.
Oh, okay.
Still no go. All right, you plug it in. Same thing happens.
Wait. No, no. So it's not electrifying the water, apparently.
You don't know. It's not like in the movies, where you can see electricity jumping through the water.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking touch it. But wouldn't there be popping?
No. Again, it's not like it is in the movies. It literally just immediately upon hitting the water, it causes a connection issue. And then when something makes contact with it.
Wouldn't it short out after?
Yeah, it would. It would cause a short out. So when you take it out of the plug, you notice there's black lines on the plug.
God damn it.
Meaning the outlet is dead.
Is there another outlet nearby?
There is another outlet on the other side of the door.
I want to, instead of putting it in the water, I want to put it around the door. Well, he's just going to kick the fucking door down, isn't he?
Did he open it? Just open it last time?
He just opened it and walked in
okay,
last
so,
time.
Okay, so I want to wrap the wires around the door handle and then plug it in.
Ah, okay. So as soon as the door opens this time and the door begins to swing open, the plug starts to come out of the wall. Luckily for you, however, the plug does last long enough for him to touch the water, which completes the arc and completely shocks the shit out of the suit. And we turn back to you.
Yes.
Well, you would not have won without the freebie. So I will give you a point, but I will not double what you've won.
Fine. I knew she could do it. Yeah.
The second time around. Actually, this was the third time around. Right. So let's make this really interesting because I'm bored with you all now.
Then just let us go.
You wager all your D class. And I will put all three of them in the room and give them one task. Do you?
And if they complete this one task,
you all
let them
are free
go.
To go.
Deal.
So he snaps his fingers and all three of you appear in the same hotel room.
Hey, I'm back.
I will let you pick A, B, or C. I'm going to tell you what they are. Each one of them are better than the last.
My 1, 2 is A, 3, 4 is B, 5, 6 is C. B.
B. Beautiful. Well, do you remember a certain movie where there was blood coming down the halls?
The 21st night of September? Yes.
Well, I'm going to do that, but with sharks and water. So, you guys are sitting there right now, and you see water seeping out from under the door.
I'm going to put my ear up to the door and listen.
Okay, when you put your ear up to the door, roll me a alertness.
It's 14 under 71.
So you hear what sounds like sloshing of water.
Sloshing of water. I'm going to crack the door and look out. Like,
as soon as you crack the door open, water starts flooding in.
I'm going to close it.
I need you to roll me a strength check with a disadvantage.
Can I try
There's
and
no
help
disadvantage.
Him.
I need you to roll me a strength check with a minus 20.
Can I try and help him?
You can. It'll just make it a normal strength check then.
Okay. Yep, that's 76 under 85.
Okay, so you get the door shut again. But barely.
What the fuck?
I do hate an underwater level. How about you?
I'm not paying attention to you. I'm rooting for my team.
I'm going to take bed sheets and I'm going to stuff them under the door.
Okay.
And try to block the water from coming in.
Okay, well, it blocks it somewhat. Buys you a little bit more time.
I'm going to look out the window. How high up are we?
16th floor.
Son of a bitch. This hotel wasn't even that fucking tall.
I know something you can do, but it would take a little bit of time.
Fuck. Ah, help me out, guys. I'm going to open the bathroom door, assuming it's to the front of I'm going to open the bathroom door. Actually, I'm going to take it off its hinges, like take the pins out and everything.
Okay.
And I'm going to use it as like a dam and direct the water into the bathroom.
Okay.
And I'm going to rip the stool off of its mount so that the drain is exposed and the water just runs right in the bathroom and starts draining.
Okay, so first off, I need you to roll me a strength with this.
Alrighty.
This is what I was thinking.
23 under 85.
So you managed to rip the toilet off, but you also have water spurting up from the pipe now.
I'm going to shut it off with the shut off.
Beautiful. So you have this weird dam set up.
And I'm going to basically move things into position, various things, to reinforce the dam on the backside. And just, like I said, direct the water into the bathroom and let it drain into the...
From under the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm also going to take the shower rod and I'm going to brace the door as much as I can to basically make it the door, the door that's closed as much, like, as strong as possible to withstand pressure. Lock it, everything I can to basically keep it from completely caving through.
Well played.
Yes.
Your friends are free. He snaps his fingers and the door swings open and you're expecting all of this water to flood in and nothing.
I was stuck in IKEA for 6 years, motherfucker!
I know the plumbing department like the back of my fucking hand!
Think you get me?
Well, fair play.
That's my team.
But there's still one contestant left.
Who?
You.
Oh, fuck you. I wasn't a part of this plan. Excuse my language.
Well, but you were from the very start. See, they were bonus points.
I did You're the my prize. Part. I did my part with the betting, and that was my part.
Are you not captured? Yeah. If you weren't, correct me if I'm wrong, you would have been free to leave here at any moment, correct? Therefore, you are a contestant.
You're cheating.
I make the rules in my world.
And you're cheating.
Well, that may be so, but you have a choice to make, A, B, or C.
I take that as a B.
F is not an option.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Putting my other middle finger up.
Right. I'll take that as an A. And A option is you must sacrifice something to get out of this room. You may sacrifice a personality quirk, a personal relationship, or another human soul. No choice.
Didn't you just get like 11 or 10 D-class personnel? You'd be like, here, take 10 of these fuckers. We don't need them anymore.
Excuse me. So, sorry, what were the choices?
You have another human soul, a personality quirk, or a personal relationship.
Do I get to pick the personal relationship?
Absolutely not. What would the fun be in that for me? to choose wisely.
Personality quirk.
Beautiful. Let's see, what is your most annoying personality quirk? Oh, perseverance. You? How about this then? Your newly acquired fear is being alone. Enjoy that one.
Oh, I will.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's a pleasure playing with you.
Fuck off, Eldritch being.
Oh, I think you misunderstood. I'm not actually Eldritch.
Then what are you?
Hellfire, brimstone. I do enjoy these things.
You are no devil.
Devil, no. Goodness, no. You'll find out soon. Till then, ta-ta! Enjoy yourself. He snaps his fingers, and you appear in the same room as them.
That was annoying.
What the fuck was that?
Some SCP playing a game. We need to check on Agent
Smith. I'm gonna swing the door open and check on Smith.
He is out like a fucking light.
Let's get out of here.
I agree. You know, from now on, we're just gonna sleep in the car.
And with that, you all wake up on the side of the highway. Pulled over. A little pull off.
I'm checking my pocket for Squeakers.
Squeakers is there.
Okay.
Right. Let's just keep driving. I'm going to put it in drive and drive off.
And
I'm sure Smith is behind us.
As you drive off, you can all roll me an alertness.
66 under 71. It's a crit.
72.
Fail.
Fail.
All right, Mr. Crit. You know. That's me.
Wrong show.
You notice two things. First thing you notice is there is a trail of water behind your car. The second thing you notice is the time that has passed from you leaving your original origin point to now has only been 45 minutes. And with that, that is where we leave this episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.